We're talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
It's gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees for mom and dad.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So, Ken, I took this guy home from the bar last night, and he wants to get super geeky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Ken, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
Dr. Ken. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Ken.
This is Sex Chat with Dr. Kat. I'm your host, Dr. Kat Van Kirk, and I'm here with my fashionable and lovely co-host, Mr. Ross Martineau.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kat. You're looking pretty spiffy yourself.
Thank you. It must be the sex flush.
You think?
Okay. I don't know, but that's what I'm sticking to.
All right.
You know, if people have questions, how can they get a hold of us, Ross?
Well, they can call the Dr. Kat 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968 or email us at sexchat@drkat.com.
You can super duper. And don't forget to support us with our sponsors, adamandeve.com. You can go there right now, get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping on your entire order when you use our code
DRKAT. That's Dr. Kat at the checkout.
Absolutely. So, let's see. Lots has been going on the last couple weeks for me personally. I am in the midst of a move.
Ooh, that's always fun, isn't it?
Yes, and it's a big move. It's one of those moves where basically we're getting rid of 95% of everything.
Wow, so you're having a big movement.
I am. I'm having a large movement,
like,
and it's
cleaning,
painful.
Cleaning it out.
Okay. Maybe I just need a little Metamucil.
There
I don't
you
know.
Go, right.
Or the Annalise.
Or maid.
Oh, right. Exactly. So the move is, and I'm trying not to be anal retentive regarding what I keep.
Oh, there you go. We could go on.
We could.
But we won't.
We digress. Thank God. Anyway, so this begs the question then. What do you do with old porno?
Sex swag.
Old sex swag. It's
right.
True.
You're certainly not going to put your dildos out and things like that.
But I feel like they could have a whole other life, you know, with the whole recycle, repurpose sort of thing.
Right.
They could be doorstops, paperweights.
Right, or they could come with it. So you could give away a little thing of Purell with it, with every purchase.
That's true. A little antimicrobial, you know, soap. They're good as new.
Right, there you go.
Right? And actually, they might even be worth some sort of commodity. Maybe we could put them on eBay. That
oh, my gosh.
Share your sex. Share Dr. Kat sex toys.
There
so
you go.
Intimate.
Yes, it is.
Somehow think there might be a health department out there that would not be.
Yeah,
too
probably
happy.
Not good. But you were thinking more in the lines of porn, right?
Yeah, the porn. So I've got a ton of books and VHS back in the day,
right,
and some
right.
DVDs.
Old school.
Old school stuff. And actually, some of the I had posed this question on Facebook.
Okay.
The week before last. Because I'm like, what the fuck do you do with all that stuff?
Right.
You know, you're packing and purging. I hate throwing stuff away.
Right. It's gift just with purchase. That's what I'm saying. Here, you want that towel rack? Here's a porn.
Oh, right. Exactly. Just walk away with it. That'd right. be awesome. Because we were going to have a big garage sale, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, you know, could I get away with having the little adult box? You know, off
sure
on the
could,
side.
Right, with a little curtain around it.
Right. Right, people could go in with their brown paper bags,
right.
Walk out with who knows what.
Right, just feel how many they have in there. That's three. That's $3, please.
I'd just be afraid to walk in on anyone, because God forbid someone's like, oh, I want to try it before I buy it.
Right. Wrong. Wrong.
Yeah, I don't need that. And I was just, my thing was my neighbors are going to hate me, but wait a minute, I'm moving. Who cares?
Exactly. You know, actually, when the last big move that I did, my partner and I did have a big box of porn,
mm-hmm.
and this guy came, and he's like, oh, I'm going to take the whole box.
The
whole lot. You know, he was really funny. And then and one of his parting jokes to us, which was kind of hokey, but we still laugh about it, he said, you know, guys, I hate size queens, but I love their boyfriends. As he's walking
perfect.
Away with a box of porn.
Oh, my God. But that was in San Francisco, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. We live in a very small, very small agricultural area.
Yes, rural.
Rural, right. Rural. It's very true.
Pigs and chickens. And
of course, those are always the people you have to worry about anyway.
Right.
They're
the ones that need it.
They
you know, there's not a lot of porn options where we are.
No, that's very true. And so ultimately, we were going back and forth with different fans of the show and everything on Facebook, and they were offering some very good suggestions about what to do with it. Someone else had also said about starting a free cycle site. You know, there's the free cycle stuff.
A reduce, reuse, recycle.
Right. And you can free cycle your porn
or
online.
It's like those pocketbook parties, right? Those purse parties or whatever.
Oh, right.
It's like, instead of bring your purse, you bring your porn.
It's true,
like,
but
what do you got, Martha?
That's it.
Greasy Ranch Boys 4.
Oh, super. It's my favorite. Yeah. It's true. But also with free cycle, you could do it anonymous on like Google or something, because if you use anonymous emails...
Oh,
and then
okay.
Either
you just need to make sure that they're legal,
yeah,
that they're of legal age. That's
that's the tricky
very
thing.
Very important. Yeah.
But some good ideas, and ultimately,
when you said anonymous, I thought you meant everyone was going to put a blindfold when they came to the party, and you just kind of throw it on the table and hope you don't pick your own.
Oh my God, that is so Eyes Wide Shut. I love it.
Right.
At least put on a mask, make it more festive. So anyway, I think what I'm going to end up doing is I did put out my books, all the sexuality books, and that was actually a hoot to kind of see who picked through what.
Right.
You know, like
that little old lady,
them.
Right?
Oh
who
my
left
God.
With a big smile on her
it's
face.
It's true. Multiple orgasms for her. It's like, love it. So that happened. And then, so I think I'm going to get rid of most of those.
Okay.
And then actually a few of the fans, I told them, if we can confirm that they're over 18 and I got their mailing addresses, I would send them some via media mail.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's a HIV/AIDS organization here that said they would take some of the educational stuff.
Oh, perfect. Well, there you go.
So there we go.
And it's a tax write-off.
Oh, right. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Getting a tax write-off for porn.
Woohoo!
I know. That just rocked my world right there. So anyway.
Love it.
So that was fun. I'll have to let you all know how it turns out. But
speaking of porn.
Yeah, speaking
in the
of
news,
porn. There
right?
There is yet another new sex tape. Well, actually, the sex tape's been talked about for a while.
Okay.
So Kendra Wilkinson, for people who out there who like, love, loathe her, right. I don't know.
Dancing with the Stars, is that what?
Yeah, she was on Dancing with Stars. She's pretty much like the reality show du jour
Maiden.
Sort of. Yeah.
Okay.
She's definitely, her publicist is working it. Because she started on, she started as a Playboy model.
Okay.
And then she
as we all do.
As we all do.
Yes.
Only the pretty ones like you.
I still have my suit, yes.
You do. Hef still calls you.
Oh, yeah.
I know he does. and so she was one of the three girlfriends, right, from Girls Next Door.
Okay.
So that's really where she got her following. And then she's branched off. She married Hank Baskett Jr., one, a professional ball player. And now she has her own show about their marriage and
kids.
Wait,
isn't there some irony in there that this porn star has married Hank Baskett?
Oh, my God. I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
Kendra.
Good girl.
Fulfilled your own prophecy. Interesting. And so basically, they've talked about the part of the drama from the show was that there was the sex tape out there, apparently, of her 18, 19 years old with a boyfriend from back in the day.
Right, that has perfect, flawless lighting and perfect camera angles.
Right.
Oh, it's an accident.
Whoops. Oh, no. But the thing is apparently she fought it for a while, but I think Vivid ended up getting the tape and negotiated with her, and she just got paid off like $668,000.
Good
or
for
something.
Her. So it's interesting because,
to release it.
Yeah. So you and I, full disclosure, we just watched a little clip of it, right?
We did.
And I can kind of see why she may have not wanted it released because.
What do you think?
It doesn't even look like her.
It does. I have to say, her boobs were totally cute. This is pre-boob job, and they were adorable.
Hello, pre-body work or whatever, because her face doesn't even look the same.
It's true. It's true. She does look a little overly made up these days.
Yeah. Well, she just looks plastic.
She does.
Yeah, she looks like a Playboy bunny doll.
But apparently that's what men want.
Right. She was cute. Yeah, she looked a little young in that video, too. That, that never turns me on, but...
The associated with the inexperience and the awkwardness. And,
right.
Yeah, who knows? But that's true. And I'm sure she's got her plethora of reasons why she didn't want it out, but now she's kind of made peace with it and she's made some money off of it, I guess.
I was going to say, and it's like getting one of those, old, distant great aunt died and gave you $668,000.
Right.
Woo-hoo!
It's like, there you go.
Spend it, Kendra.
And the thing is true. I mean, some people see it as... her kind of being a hypocrite because, you're in Playboy anyway. Everybody's seeing all your stuff, whatever. But there is a certain intimacy, and she said that she was in love with that boyfriend. And
maybe she, as the true artist she is, she looks at it, it's just not her best work.
Right, maybe so. She wanted it to be shown in a better light,
exactly.
Perhaps. But interesting, and I felt I wanted to talk about it just because, the tape itself and her making the decision to get paid off, I just think that's an interesting decision on her part. And I guess if she's not going to fight it, she's not going to fight it.
There you go. Okay.
I don't know how good anyone's going to really think it is. but
yeah, it looked pretty awful from the clips
yeah,
we saw.
Yeah, it's true. But if you're interested, it's out there. So yeah. I guess let Vivid make their money off of it at this point so they can pay her back. Our first question.
Okay. This is from Rob. Rob is looking overseas. He says, I'm meeting women overseas that want to be with me from a date site. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have seen pics, but don't know if I should trust it all. I'm especially very attracted to the one I have sent money to help her get here. Is this a wise thing to do? You know, Rob, it's not a wise thing to do. What you should be doing is you should be wiring the money to me. And I will be sure that to facilitate the hookup. You know?
Actually, yeah, Ross will. You'd have a better chance of Ross finding someone for you,
right.
I think.
I will give you my Nigerian box, my bank account, and all of the money should be wired to me there.
That's right. That's right. It's a whole new service we're providing here at Sex Chat.
Right.
Yeah, not a good idea, Rob.
No.
You know, especially the fact that you've sent money ahead. Number one, the whole date site thing I think is totally fine. It's just the fact of I wonder why you feel like you have to go overseas. You know, I don't know that anyone should have to.
Well, the other thing is,
spend money.
Yeah, and you know, Rob, come on, if you have to ask, it's probably not the right thing.
Obviously, he's got some misgivings with it. So, Rob, I would say do not send any more money.
Yes, no.
And, you know, maybe
try local.
Maybe spend some time doing that, and even beyond the internet stuff, also just get out there more and do things that people have common interests.
And America is the melting pot. There are lots of lovely women from overseas who now live in America. So
that's right. If you've got a thing for Asian pussy, I'm sure you can find some on these shores.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever your flavor, you know, I'm sure they're right in your own backyard.
That is true. So good luck with that, Rob.
Right.
Okay, our next question is from Allison. She wants to shake her inhibition. Allison says, I was raised in a household that did not talk about sex, and my parents did not show any affection. I know it's hindering me in my relationship now. I have talked to my boyfriend about this also. What would be a good way to start to enjoy sex the way it should be, and how can I become less inhibited in bed?
Okay. Interesting. So, of course, the thing that jumps out to me is sex the way it should be.
Right.
So
there shoulds. You have to watch out for those shoulds. You don't want to be should on.
Well, and what is normal? You
right.
know, it's like, I guess the first thing to ask yourself, Allison, is what isn't happening in your sex life?
Yeah, what's the hindrance?
Yeah, that you want to see happen. And is it, it sounds like it's within you. It sounds like maybe you have been brought up not to show your feelings, and certainly sexual feelings. If you have, you know, a lovely boyfriend, then he's going to more than happy to help you express your feelings in bed.
That is true.
So, you
that
know, you might want to start, like, with a doll, and you can touch where you touch the doll where you want to be touched. Exactly. And lick me over here. And if you don't want to talk about it at first, you can kind of show it.
Or watch some porno together that you like. That looks good to me. That's hot. You could even,
exactly.
you know, the porno with action.
Leave yourself blindfolded. Have a safe word, of course, but leave yourself blindfolded on your bed and just let your boyfriend sneak in and maybe have his way with you, you know, maybe how he wants it and see how you react to that.
Right.
Or vice versa.
Right.
You know, blindfold him and you walk in on him and, you know, you have your way with him. And
right. And all consensual, of course. But, no, absolutely. And I think part of what it sounds like you want, Allison, is it must be around either communication or getting over a sense of shyness or being able to experience more variety around sexuality. And sometimes people just get mental blocks with those things.
And some people get hung up on the words. It's like, it's not, you know, except unless you're Dr. Cat, it's not always easy to just talk about your sexual feelings. You know, I'm serious.
But I actually have a personal take on this. So I grew up in a household that was extremely repressive around sexuality.
Okay.
Like, literally, we could not, as a family, watch television and there could not be a passionate kiss.
Ooh.
Or the television would get turned off.
You couldn't see Grease and you couldn't see
Gone
with the Wind.
There were so many issues around that stuff. It was ridiculous.
Wow. Okay.
And so we were very, very, very closeted around that sort of stuff. I never saw my parents actually kiss or hold hands. They actually had separate bedrooms.
Look at the old girl now.
Well, I was going to say, sometimes you end up with a sexologist who overcompensates.
Right.
And other times, you know, but if anyone get over it, I absolutely came into this world with those barriers and have really worked on things. So I would suggest also, there's a really good book called Sex for One by Betty Dodson.
Okay.
And it for her to start working on some things on her own through some masturbation practices and things like that she can then share with her boyfriends. And also do a little bit at a time. It doesn't have to be a full-on,
right,
you know,
Kendra Wilkinson sex tape.
Right, no. It can be just a matter of, okay, maybe, like, I had a problem for a really long time with eye contact during sex.
Oh.
Horrible. Okay. It was too emotionally intimate for me.
You're supposed to leave your eyes open?
I know, surprise. What? And the light on occasionally. I know, who knew? But no, I actively avoided it, and because it was too intimate. And if you even start there, start with something small, like, okay, maybe
one
incorporating
eye.
One eye at a time, eyes half open. or also just experimenting with maybe her finding a way to get comfortable with it, just even initiating sex. So little things at a time, yeah. And then you can do the blindfold stuff and all that other stuff,
right.
Because it is lovely when you finally have that sense of freedom and when you have a partner who's really there to embrace it with you.
Exactly.
Super.
We will be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at AdamandEve.com.
Alrighty, next question, Ross.
Okay, this is from William. William says, I am a 27-year-old male, and I find that during intercourse, I do not ejaculate. I am not on any recreational or prescription drugs. I have lost several girlfriends because of this and have been single for a year because I travel a lot with my job. Is this something that is fixable, and how can I fix it? I'm assuming he's talking about the no ejaculation,
yeah.
Not the travel a lot with his job, because the travel a lot with your job is fixable. You
right.
can switch jobs.
Absolutely. And the delayed ejaculation, which is what we call it, is also, in theory, fixable.
Okay.
So, first of all, delayed ejaculation at one time or another happens to all men.
Okay.
It's kind of the same thing as like erection problems or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
It just during the course of life, some men go through periods where
when you say delayed, it's just
got an erection,
right? And my penetrating you is not bringing me to orgasm.
Correct.
Right. Well, correct. Like many women don't orgasm through penetrative sex as well. So
absolutely.
Here's the question, William. So it sounds like it's interesting. He's saying that the girlfriends are having a problem, you know, with it. Are you having a problem with it?
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, aside from the backlash of, you know, maybe losing a girlfriend, it sounds like in a way it's that, you know, they're feeling inadequate because they didn't make you, quote unquote, make you come,
right.
Which is an interesting flip because we hear most men are like, you know, I can't make my wife orgasm with my penis. You know,
I think that's a safe assumption for a lot of women. They get very sensitive about it.
Right. So it sounds like you do ejaculate. I'm going to assume that, right. He can't ejaculate. It's just not during.
And that's what I wonder.
Penetrative.
William, can you ejaculate other ways? Through other masturbation, through oral sex?
Right.
We're assuming right now that you can.
Right. So, I mean, and if it's that important to a girlfriend, I mean, can't you just kind of like pull out, jerk off, and stick it in when you start to shoot? I mean.
Right. Yeah, there should be some ways to deal with that as well. Because the delayed ejaculation thing, if it's a long-term problem and it's a pattern that you want to look into fixing, I mean, there are ways to address it with partners where you can just compensate other ways, no big deal. And sometimes just taking that pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
Will allow you to do what you need to do anyway.
Right.
And let's not forget, orgasm and ejaculation are two separate things.
Right.
For men. They're two separate events, so to speak. And actually, for him to be able to delay ejaculation, that could actually be a benefit to him. He could train himself to be multiply orgasmic.
Right. And or it's like one woman's going to complain. It's like, Jesus, he drives into Portland and, you know, he can last for hours, you know.
And there's nothing to wipe up.
Right. Exactly.
And dribble down your
exactly.
leg.
So here's the other question that I would ask you also, William, is that, you know, do you masturbate a lot? Because I've noticed sometimes if you jerk off a lot and then you go to like, you know, to vaginal intercourse,
yeah.
It's like it's not the same feeling. And it's
right.
like. And if you've gotten so used to coming by your own hand, you're gonna have to change it up at some point.
It's true. And I would also look at psychologically what's going through your head at the point of during orgasm and arousal, and because I mean,
I'm hard and I can't come.
Exactly. Yeah, really, it's called self-talk, and really examine that. And if beyond these kind of little fix-it tips that you really want to work on it, I suggest seeing a medical professional, sexuality professional about it, because sometimes it's a combination between a physiological or psychological issue. It can even be related to stress, to fatigue, the performance issues we were talking about, or even like some sociocultural stuff that we got as kids. So if you want to go deeper into it, there are definitely ways to address it through therapists. But, you know, worst case scenario, try a few of the tips we mentioned and see what works.
See how it goes.
Alrighty, our next question is from Greg. Greg says, my wife has no urge to have sex. I assume it has to do with all the meds she takes. I'm 37, she's 33, and it doesn't feel comfortable for her to have an orgasm. She has cystic fibrosis, diabetes, and has had a liver transplant. We've bought toys to help her. I just want to be more into making love. What can we do? I've researched a sex therapist in my area, but no one came up. What are we looking for a sex therapist and not a relationship therapist? I hope you can help. Well, first of all, I emailed him back. Okay. I emailed Greg back with some ideas of how to find a sex therapist in his area.
Okay.
And for all those of you who want to know out there, you need to just go to asect.org.
That's A-sex? Okay.
Asect. So double A, S as in Sam, E, C as in cat, T as in Tom, .org. And they have a lot of directories.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, so that would be the first thing to do.
First line of
you got
action.
It.
Okay.
And the meds are a big deal. You know, I mean, she's got a lot of stuff going on, and
right.
A lot of different meds affect the systems that allow us to have sex.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it just, you know, in mood altering
right.
drugs, and you know, blood thinners can do it. I mean, who knows?
It's
you know?
True. Yeah. And I think with her, someone who's got multiple medical issues, sometimes the doctors, the last thing they think about is sex,
right?
Because they're just trying to probably keep her comfortable and functional in other ways, but she definitely deserves to have a good sex life too.
Right.
You know, in the midst of all this. And especially, I mean, my God, you guys are so young. You should have plenty of time to get to enjoy things.
Right.
Right? So I have some information on cystic fibrosis, if you're interested, Ross.
Okay.
If you want me to run through a few things.
Oh, please do.
So it affects the lungs.
Okay.
And for people who have sex, you know, we have a pulmonary reaction to having sex, right? A lot of us tend to breathe in either quickly or do deep breaths when we have sex. We
mm-hmm.
actually take in more oxygen. And for people who have CF, they experience a lot of shortness of breath. So for them, sometimes arousal is really difficult because they actually lose their ability to breathe very well.
Wow, okay.
So that can be major. Also, for women, CF also causes thicker vaginal mucus.
Hmm.
Which is really interesting. And there are actually physio exercises that can be done prior to sex that can actually help to unplug the mucus plug.
Okay.
And stuff,
right?
To be able to have sex more comfortably. And also, they've looked at in CF people, they tend to have more fertility problems because of that issue, too.
Gotcha.
And also, if you've got a bronchodilator, and obviously, double check all the stuff through your MD. I'm not an MD. These are just suggestions I make that you can take back to your MD. But if you've got a bronchodilator, use that about 20 to 30 minutes prior to having sex.
Okay.
Because you want to be sure that you've got clear airways and that you can, you know, you're not going to have a
function,
breathing episode.
Right.
And also you can use use pillows to support yourself in different positions that are more comfortable for you during sex.
Mm-hmm.
So the Liberator, you know, the line of sex furniture.
Okay, right.
And I think Adam and Eve carries it. You can go online and find those. And they're actual little wedges and things to help you get into better positions. And then lastly, you know, she's also got the diabetes issue. So blood sugar always affects hormones, and diabetes affects circulation issues. So she needs to be... They need to be, both of them as a couple, mindful about the positioning and prolonged sex, and, you know, making sure they keep it comfortable is probably the main thing. So, and you're right for a therapist. And if you want to see if I've got more specific suggestions for that, if I know any of the names on your list, you can always email me back. But there's kind of your little how-to cystic fibrosis / diabetes sex guide for today.
Thanks for that, Dr. Kat.
Sure.
Everything you're the best.
Everything you always wanted to know. Oh my gosh. And so the next question, this is especially for Ross because we all know his favorite topic on the show is female squirting.
Oh no,
so
really?
Here, Ross, take it away. We're going to have a squirting corner with Ross, I think.
Right. Here's Mud in Your Eye by Ross.
Oh.
Hello, this is Danielle. I'm really trying hard to learn to squirt. I've not been able to squirt at all because I continue to come. Hmm. Apparently not an English major. What do I need to do to squirt?
What does she need to do? Let's test Ross.
Oh, my
Ross.
Gosh. You know, aside from listening to the 14 other podcasts that we've had about female squirting, and because this is being recorded the day after the apocalypse that never happened.
Oh, that's right.
It's my gift to men and women and sexuality. Okay, here it is. This is the secret, everyone. Draw closer. Draw closer. Turn up the volume. This is the secret to female squirting. It will make everyone happy.
This is the definitive answer via Ross.
Anal sex and donuts. It's a win-win situation. He gets to butt fuck you. You get it to eat as many donuts as you want, and it will make you squirt. It might not work right away. Take a month or two, but you will both be in heaven.
Oh my God. You heard it first here, folks. Okay, don't listen to Ross. Do not. I mean, you could. You could try it. Let's see how it goes.
God.
Am I going to have to answer her seriously?
No. To refer to episode number whatever. It's like, I could tell you now.
But we keep getting questions about the squirting.
There are sebaceous glands that lie in the vagina that sometimes fill with mucus. And that sometimes that's what, you know, and some women can do it and some women can't. Right?
That's right. Right. Okay. And it's 2 inches in, upper wall. So if you take your two fingers, put them in a little hook, rub back and forth vigorously. I would suggest even better going to Adam and Eve and getting a G-spot toy to help you squirt. But realize, you may not squirt because your anatomy may not lead to actual squirting, but it will lead you to female ejaculation and will lead you to a G-spot orgasm. We just don't know how much. So there's no controlling for volume.
I'm coming out. Anal sex and donuts.
Oh my God.
Do it.
We're going to get sued. Anyway, wait, I don't know.
What?
Dunkin' Donuts.
by sore ass fat girls?
Maybe so.
Oh my God.
Oh my, and the cops who love them.
Chat with Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Gay take, straight take. It's the featured toy of the week.
So, gay take, straight take, toy of the week.
Woo!
Alrighty, what do we have, Ross?
We've got the Adam and Eve Vibro Power Plug.
Grr.
I just like saying it. Vibro Power Plug.
It makes me think of, what was it, Tool Time.
Right, exactly. But, you know, interestingly, the Vibro Power Plug.
Power Plug.
It's actually kind of diminutive.
It is.
It's a sweet little butt plug is basically what it is.
It's nice and graduated, so if you're new to anal play, you can start with a little bit at a time.
For him or her.
It's true. Yep. Yeah, either way. And what I like about it, too, it's got a nice little T-shaped handle to control insertion and removal.
Exactly. Well,
it's the most important thing.
Right, so that you can get it out, basically, right?
And it's got a single-speed removable vibrating bullet, so if you want to just use it as the plug, you can, or it's actually got the button on the end that you can control the vibration.
There
with.
You go. Vibrate your way to a happy, healthy sex life.
That's right. And it's waterproof, too. So super easy to use. We like it. It's got our stamp of approval, the Adam and Eve Vibro Power Plug.
There you go. Waterproof. I'm wondering, did they go through like 10 incarnations? Of, you know, it's like, no, you know, the sponge isn't working.
That
Nerf ball stuff isn't working. No, I think we should go waterproof.
That's it. Make sure everybody's covered that way. Yeah. And I want to thank everybody for joining us today. And if you have questions, how can they get a hold of us, Ross?
They can email us at sexchat@drcat.com.
That is right. And don't forget to please review and rate us on iTunes.
Yes. And give us some feedback. We would love to hear from you. Are we helping? Are we hurting?
Right.
I hope we're not hurting.
And if we are hurting, just apply a little lube. It's okay.
There you go.
And check out my new video podcast, Daily Sex Tips from Hawaii, on iTunes. You can also find me on YouTube at 365 sex tips. That's 365 sex tips. They're really fun 1 to 3 minute little sex tip bites.
Love it.
And Ross is in a few of them.
Yes, I make little cameos here and there.
That's right. They're very cute. So check that out too. And visit drcat.com. I just updated a bunch of content and new links and all that stuff.
Looks great.
Great. Have a great week, guys.
Bye.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.